Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that you are tuning in today. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a long-term listener, welcome back. It is 11:11 as I record right now here on Central Time, and I'm posting an emergency episode today because of all the things that are in the air and energy, and also just so many people are getting big manifestations right now with their money, which is amazing. But I'm really hoping that this podcast can get to you before that money manifests so that you can have 1000% clarity on where that money is going once it manifests. So before I start the episode, I love to again acknowledge each and every one of you for doing this work on your money mindset, and I love sharing your testimonies. So the testimony I'm going to share today is from Leslie Diaz, and I'm actually going to share some of the work that she's been doing in the 13 Days of Abundance. And I love this testimony because it's more of the mental things that happened before the money manifest. And that, my friend, is where the magic happens. So in this specific exercise, the homework was to write a letter to money. So here is the testimony and what it reads. So I wrote a letter to money. This one is hard because I got a word that my midterm tenant is leaving and he has been one of my favorites ever. So it was really hard not to worry about the money coming in. But I wrote out my relationship with money and I'm getting real serious. And I'm hoping to come out of this 13 days of abundance feeling really, really good about my money. I want to actually implement the budgets that I have for things. Even though that triggers the belief that I don't have enough, I'm trying to flip the switch and think like Leslie 2.0 and have different priorities. I feel like I've already been doing so great at setting boundaries around money. I've had some really tough conversations with a lot of my loved ones lately. So I feel like I'm already implementing a healthy money boundary with everyone around me. So it's definitely true. You will cry in front of everybody when you're talking about money, especially if it's never been done before. But in the end, it's worth knowing that you come from a place out of that conversation feeling refreshed and ready to go with this new mindset that everyone knows about. Kudos to you, Leslie. What a freaking awesome testimony. I'm so grateful for this platform. I'm so grateful for how many people are not only listening to this podcast, but they're implementing it in their daily lives and having the conversation about money with people that they love. I'm continuing on this episode with another question that I got from Leslie. I'm going to share the voice memo here so that you all can hear it. But I love this conversation because it really shows the exact questions that we're asking ourselves when we're going through this shift. So instead of just guiding Leslie through it, I wanted to guide us all through it and really have this emergency episode out for everybody who is manifesting money in 2024.
Hi. Yes. Okay. So looking at the numbers, I mean, it finally feels good to know how much I'm making, and every month it's different. So I just kind of went with a safe bet of like 84, but seeing how much money I spend, I'm like, shit, how do I even manifest more money? How do I get out of, like, how do I start making more? And why is it that I'm only making less than $1,000 when I thought I was profiting a lot more?
Oops, I think it cut off just a little bit early, but I love this question so much. And I truly believe that this is something that each and every one of us need to be talking about within our own communities, our own families, and especially with ourselves. So all my long-term listeners know that I love to give a little backstory before I give you any advice, because every single thing that I'm teaching you on this podcast is something that I learned so hard. Everything that I'm like, gosh, I wish somebody would have told me this, or I would have listened earlier. I just truly believe that you're listening to this at the exact right moment, and you're tuning into my voice, my frequency, because it's one that resonates at the specific point in your life. And when you start to not only be open and receptive to this information, but you also start implementing it in your life, is when your external world is going to shift so fast, simply because you're embodying a new version of yourself. Which, no matter what, you're going to have to go through your own trials, your own failures, your own challenges and losses. But when you're open and receptive to a mentor or somebody else's story and kind of learning from their experience, it just helps you not only collapse time, but it also helps you, again, not have to go through so much struggle in order to learn a specific lesson. Because you're able to look at it from the outside looking in and say, you know what, I think I'm going to choose a different way. So if you're following me on Instagram, I just posted a story about my whole entire story of 2023, how it was a year that I was forced, not only by my circumstances and my situations, but really by me just being super conscious and aware that I want to give things up to God. I want to release control over having to create and manifest everything in my life and really start to let go and truly surrender. And the reason why this is so important for me is because I didn't feel like I was teaching from a place of authenticity when it came to slowing down. Like, I knew that I could manifest money and I was helping people manifest money, but there was this inner knowing that if something were to happen externally, that I don't think I could turn it off. I don't think that I could literally sit here and not post on Instagram or not post a podcast or not physically do something in order to make money. It was something that I was telling people and I was reprogramming my subconscious mind to believe so. But there was just this huge inner knowing of this depth of what I was teaching that needed to be explored. And when I asked God to really show me that and show me what it would look like and it would feel like, it was so uncomfortable. Because when you're surrendering, it's not that you are consciously manifesting the worst case scenario, but it's that you really have to go to those places of what you're so scared of happening and becoming at peace if they do. Because when we unconsciously hide from those fears and say, you know what, no, it's not going to happen. The money's going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing my success and everything awesome is going to happen. It's just repressing those fears so much. And for me personally, one of my biggest fears is, what if I can't post on TikTok anymore? What if like one of my videos goes viral in the worst way and I get canceled, or, you know, people don't like me anymore, or I get exposed? There's just so much fear around having income come through my business only one way. And that one way was me showing up online, being super vulnerable with all the things that I was going through, being vulnerable about where I'm at, physically where I'm at. And it just caused this really vicious cycle for myself. And lo and behold, it manifested. One of my videos went viral as soon as I got to New York last year, and it was one of the worst ways. I was getting so many threats online. I was getting DMs, people telling me, I know where you're at, or I'm gonna come get you. Just like things like this were just really getting to my head. Usually before, like, none of the comments would get to me about like, you're a fraud or you're a scam. And when I stopped showing up online and stopped teaching about manifestation because I was so scared after those comments, I was like, can they look up where I'm at? Do they know what Airbnb I'm at? Do they know my location? Can they see me in the streets of New York City? I was so scared, guys. So I took a little break from posting. And then I would try to make a video about manifestation and it just wouldn't flow. Like, when I get on here and I talk to you guys on my podcast, it just flows. It's like I'm having a conversation with somebody and it's just like doodle 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 doodle. And same thing when I make my videos, like when I have a download and I want to share it with you and I'm excited and I'm motivated. And it just was not happening. It was not coming through. It was like a subconscious block from me talking about manifestation. Like, nothing was flowing. I could talk about other things. but I just could not talk about money. And this was affecting my money. It was affecting my business. It was affecting how many people are looking at my website. It was affecting, you know, my courses, my launches. And I was like, I was so scared. And now looking back, I can really look at the self-sabotaging, like, moments. Not that I would take them back or change them or anything, because I am so glad I learned everything at the point and level that I learned them at. For example, like, if I were to learn this 10 years from now, imagine if I kept going this way where my business was only through social media or only through creating content all the time or only through talking about manifestation. Like, it would be 10 times harder to let that go. And looking back at this and realizing my whole timeline of how much manifested in such a short amount of time, I was only 3 years into my business, not even. And I was like, oh my goodness, Anita, I am so glad that you realize that you need to diversify your business, not income just only coming through social media or through new content, through manifestation. I had to open myself up. This forced me to open myself up to all the different ways, all the different structures, and to live within my means. And that's exactly what our podcast episode is about today. So I'm going to give you not only the mental steps that I took, the ego deaths, but I'm also going to give you some tangible resources today on this podcast that you can walk away with that are going to help you not only start living within your means, but taking your power back when it comes to your money. So step one that I personally did, I had a huge ego death. Again, I went to that place of like, okay, worst case scenario. What is the absolute worst case scenario for me in this situation if I really want to surrender and I want to step away from online? And I didn't even know if it was going to be a couple months. I didn't know if it was going to be a year. I didn't know if it was going to be longer than that. But just the overall thought of like, if I'm stepping back from coaching, if I'm stepping back from taking in so much self-development and I'm taking a step back from just working on myself and just being, what would that look like? And for me, in that situation last year, it was moving back home. It was being back home in my hometown, Nebraska, and just getting a job. Just getting a job. That was the number one biggest fear. But when I said it out loud, my whole body just felt like relief. And at the time, like, I was fighting it so much. I was like, no, I want to stay in New York. I want to do this and I want that and I want this. But as somebody who has really, really worked on being extremely intuitive and listening to God's voice, this was the first time that I heard God tell me, I know what you want, Anita. I know that you want to live in New York City. I know that you want to be famous and be an actress and have your own TV show. I know. And something about just hearing that voice in my inner dialogue, knowing that it's God talking specifically to me, made me feel so much peace of knowing that God knows my plan. God knows what I want. He's giving me what I need so that he can set me up for what I want. The truth is, I was not in a position to even receive half the things that I was consciously manifesting. I knew for a fact that if everything were to continue to manifest, which it was, if I kept doing what it is that I was doing, I was just going to be in a deeper, deeper feeling of this, like, being exposed or, you know, again, only having my business through one way. And so for me, again, I went to the place where I mostly did not want to go. Now for you, this is going to look different, okay? I'm going to give you some tangible steps here in a second. I'm just going to continue with the three steps that I took, and then I'll break it down for you. So the second thing that I did after having this ego death and saying, okay, I'm taking a step back from my business, from posting all the time, from being on social media, from just fast, 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 and I'm really slowing down, I made a list of all the things that I wanted to do. And I asked myself, how can I do these things within the means that I have right now in this current moment. Not with more money, not my next launch, not when I have a new job. With the means that I have right now. Now, listening to this, you might think, okay, I want a vacation. I want to go somewhere fancy to eat, or I want new clothes. In that moment, guys, all I wanted was to just be. I didn't want to have to show up online. I didn't want to have to post on social media. I didn't want to have to look at all my emails on a daily basis. I was so tired and burnt out. I wanted to focus on making food. I wanted to focus on my health and fitness. I wanted to watch a TV show and just binge it. I wanted to pay all of my bills on time. And I really love this concept and this topic right now because this is like trending on TikTok and everyone's like, everybody out here wanting fancy clothes, but I just want to stock my fridge. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so funny and so relatable for so many people who are like going through this shift in this phase of like, okay, the things that I want right now are just the necessities. So after having my ego death, after asking myself what it is that I want, really, really want in this moment, and how can I do it with the funds that I have right now? The third thing that I did that really solidified and created an amazing foundation for all of the things that I've been working on for the past 6-7 months is creating a system for my money. And if you're familiar with the Manifesting Money Academy, I have a system that I love sharing with you all, specifically about money in business. But I needed something a little bit more tangible when it came to my personal finances, my investing goals, my savings goals. So I binged the TV show How to Get Rich on Netflix, and that helped so much to not only look at my own scenario from the outside looking in with somebody who was making $10,000, $20,000, sometimes even $40,000, $50,000 a month, but still feeling like I didn't have a really good structure. Like I honestly still had no idea, like if a large amount of money came into my bank account, what would I do with it? Like where would I physically put it? How am I going to divide it? And my first habit always was to spend it right away. Spend it. Okay, now I can pay off this. And now I can do that. And now I can do this. And that's why I feel like this is an emergency episode, because I know all of you are getting large chunks of money, which is awesome. But it's also a cycle that we have of spending that money, not only right away, it's not like you're not going to take action on it, but having a system for it, like having a funnel of knowing, okay, when I get $10,000 in my account, that's extra from my regular income, where's it going to go? How long is it going to last? How much do I save? How much do I invest? How much do I give? How much do I get to spend in myself? How much is for bills? Like I needed numbers to a T. So what I did is made a spreadsheet that was a similar setup from what I learned from How to Get Rich, not only the TV show, but the book I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. I created my own system. And this was something I was really, really excited and proud of because I needed something that was going to be in alignment with my giving and saving, investing, and spending on myself. And going by these structures, again, first the conscious spending plan, and then the one that I created for myself, I was able to really spread my money out. And again, I was getting away from this mindset of paying it off now or getting every dollar spent right as soon as I get the money. And I made my goals long-term gratification. Long-term gratification is what I was really seeking in those times of feeling like I'm getting what I want, but I don't feel fulfillment. I'm getting what I want, but I don't feel like I've earned it. And I realized what my intuition was really seeking was this long-term gratification version of myself who doesn't need things right away in order to feel abundant, to feel rich, to feel wealthy. And for the first time ever, I was really not able to look at my life long-term, not just a year out or 6 months or 5 years, like literally my children and my children's children and actually envisioning wealth for the very first time. Like before I did any of these exercises, I would only think about this generation for myself, maybe my future husband, maybe my future kids, but nothing further than that. And so this long-term gratification has really allowed me to enjoy the things that I manifest more and take the pressure off everything needing to manifest so fast. Alrighty, so to do a recap on the things that I learned the hard way and to give you some valuable resources that you can walk away with today, I am going to start with step one, which is to normalize ego deaths. The first question you're going to be asking yourself today is, what is the number one I am so scared of happening when it comes to money? Is it moving back home? Is it getting a job if you're a business owner? Is it not being able to have food for your kids? Is it not being able to buy nice things? Like, just be super inquisitive with yourself and ask yourself this question. And it's not like that thing needs to manifest in order for you to have this epiphany or realization. It's just that we really need to get to this place where if that were to happen, it wouldn't be the worst case scenario. It wouldn't be the worst case scenario if you had to eat beans out of a can for the rest of your life. I know it sounds horrible, but again, whatever it is your mind is telling you, we don't want that to happen, go there. Allow yourself to feel the emotions that come up when you're thinking about this, because that's actually what we're running from. That's what we're repressing, are the emotions of discomfort or defeat or failure. That's what we're running from. And the more that you can feel it and embrace it and say, you know what? That wouldn't be that bad. I would be okay. I'd still love myself. I'm still safe. I'm no longer running from this scenario, this feeling, or this version of myself. And that gives you such a solid foundation from whatever it is that you're running from, because you're no longer scared of it happening. Step two. You're going to get super clear on what it is that you actually want. Going back to my example, in that current moment, all I wanted was to pay my bills on time. All I wanted was to feel like I'm in control of my money again. I wanted to feel like I didn't have to always post on social media in order to make finances. And that's what manifested. And then, and only then, I was able to go after different desires. After I was able to have the solid foundation of like, I can do this. I'm back on track. I have control of my finances. Then the desire to travel came. Then the desire to get my hair done came. Then the desire to get new clothes came. And now I'm not only moving back to New York City, but I feel so much more confident with my finances, how much I'm spending, how much is going in, how much is coming out. When extra money manifests, I know exactly where it's going. Which is step three for you to get a really good structure that works for you when it comes to your finances. Now, I'm going to refer everyone to the Conscious Spending Plan. If you've watched the TV show How to Get Rich or read the book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, you will know about this Conscious Spending Plan. Maybe you've even started it but didn't really follow it. This is your sign to really follow a plan. Okay, I created my own structure because I love breaking down numbers specifically for me and that feel in alignment with me. But this Conscious Spending Plan is just a really amazing place to start. And going back to Leslie and this conversation we had in the beginning, I was able to not only give her this Conscious Spending Plan, she put her numbers in place and she was able to see that she's not spending enough money on herself. I promise you, if you're in a position where you feel like you don't have enough money, you are most likely not spending enough money on yourself. I can guarantee that maybe 80 or 90% of your finances are going towards bills, and there's just a little amount of money for you. And that's why when this large amount of money manifests, we're like, oh, finally, I get to spend on myself. But when you set up your systems in a way where you don't have to deprive yourself the things that you want, you may have them on a plan, you may be having that long-term gratification, but it really allows you to not only follow your intuition, plan for the things that are in alignment with you, whether they're investments, travel, paying off debt,
while being able to celebrate yourself with travel, getting your hair done, your nails done, buying new clothes, whatever it is that you want to spend your money on. And that pretty much wraps up this episode. So before we go, I am going to invite you to a free 3-day workshop starting next week, literally next week. If you're listening to this on Friday, January 19th, it's happening on January 23rd, all the way up until January 25th. I'm going to be walking you through the step-by-step process of not only how to manifest money in your business, but to use the system that I specifically created for the money that does manifest. This system is going to take away all of the stress and unconscious unknowns that we have when it comes to having inconsistent cash flow as business owners, but it's also going to give you a solid foundation for your finances. So like I said, this is the very first time that I'm putting it out there, using my own structure, sharing it with my own community. And if you are listening to this before January 23rd, you are invited to the free workshop that we're hosting. So I really, really hope to see you guys there. I have the link down in the show notes. I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode on Instagram at Manifesting Money Podcast. And without further ado, I will see you hopefully on the free workshop.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.